Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. And again, Sam Cooke singing the Golden Tune. A tune I like to hear. All right. Well, it's good to be back, and I say thank you for tuning in as well. And it is a good time to talk. You know, why not? It's only when you don't feel good and you have some kind of a difficulty. But right now, the only thing I would want to do is to sleep. But no, I cannot sleep now, because this is a duty I have to do. And as soon as I want to be awake, because I tell you what, it's sleeping is a sleepy feeling, is just a sleepy feeling. Sometimes your body is drained and you really need to go sleep. Like if you get around certain kind of thing, you'll fall asleep doing it. But I am not desperate for sleep. It's just that, you know, you're not all that active. And I was doing some, you know, reading and writing. So that kind of put me into a dreary a mood. But you know, I seek to be awake now, to be up and willing to talk. And basically, I just got myself,
you know,
in the right mood.
Because I would hate to be feeling burdened while I am talking. There are too many good things for us to talk about. And, you know, a lot of times we don't feel so. But if we get to read and gather certain knowledge, we don't bother with the feeling. We know so. I know I have a lot of things and a better state of mind, especially over the past day or two. My state of mind is not what I wanted. That's not the experience I want. But I think that I hope to have a better experience, that my mind is going on a cycle. And there are sometimes, no matter what you do, you cannot get your mind the way you want it, and you feel bad, you know, and no, not happy at all. But there are times when can't be unhappy. Even if you wanted to, you would never be unhappy. But who wants to be unhappy? But I'm just saying, for example, you know, you wouldn't feel like you want to be unhappy, because that's all that there is available in your brain, is for you to feel good and happy. But then when you're on a different cycle, it's pure sadness, and all kind of impossible things come down in your mind, and you just want to, like, you know, it makes you feel like you will never get back to that good experience again. You ever feel like that? You know, you're just sad, and a lot of foolishness going into your mind and make you feel like you're not who you want to be. And, you know, you have to just know that if you're not dropping dead right now, your mind is going on a cycle. You will feel better, you know, if you don't have anything, like you're sick and you're going out of breath or stuff like that. But it's just common understanding that we ought to take note of ourselves and the way the internal system works, and we are conscious of it, as long when we are not asleep and distracted, you know, by certain kind of things. I want to talk because this is the time to talk. This is the time to talk. This is the time to get the information that is available for us, and we want to develop and grow into the greater person we can be, and that's what I am about. Now, when I think about ultimate things, and I compare them with what is less than ultimate, you know, I get dissatisfied with my stage or with my present state of mind. Now that I know comes and goes, so I don't want to be dull and concede to sadness, because I know it's just for a time. So I am to think in the way that stirs my memory, and to make understanding of the cycle of the mind. And when you get swamped down into certain kind of imagination, and you'd like to expel them, and sometimes at your best, you're still hearing some pain mentally with what is forcing on you. All right. Now, it's time for everything. And it's always good when we learn enough to keep ourselves balanced in this stormy time and when your mind is just not cooperating with your spirit. So I want to thank you for tuning in, and let's get into something that is refreshing. And the thoughts that keep us whole, keep us together. We want to get into that thought where we are assured by knowledge of what we hold it on to. You know, you hold on to something good, and why is it? Sometimes it feels like you're not holding on to it. It's like you're even forgetting what you're holding on to. You know, it's a dangerous experience. And we can only keep our minds sober, sane, and think of the things that we want to know and be the power that keeps us who we are to be. All right? Let's get into some of this right now. No BC, kingship government history, or gay, uncivilized, AD, and Adamani democracy. There's the knowledge for us to know about the condition of the world. History textbook, like right now I have in front of me a National Geographic World History textbook. And I'm telling you, if you have not been reading the big volume of history that tells you about, you know, people and the purpose that drives the human life, you know, on the evil that we encounter. If we read the World History textbook, we will have a certain type of knowledge about things that nobody else is going to talk to you about it, unless you may lucky to, like, I am dealing with it now, so I'm talking, so... You know, it feels normal or natural to hear somebody talk about it, but very often, you know, you don't hear anybody making sense. Just to make sense and to keep the human quality moving. It gets rough. It gets rough at times. It's like, you know, you like you can't be bothered, you know, because you mean well, you want to go on well, and you wish that it was a positive imposition on your mind. But when there is a negative on your mind, and if you're not careful, you will go in a different direction with yourself. And when you don't want that to happen, and especially when you know that the good times, there's no time like the good times. You know what I mean? So it is a very serious experience that we are going through, because we oftentimes are losing to say we are warriors, mental warriors, keeping good thoughts. And after a while, we will come to our real self and rejoin that good, healthy thinking and enjoy the time that we have it. And when it's gone, we have what to keep ourselves in neutral and settled. All right, let's go into what the title I read to you, that no BC kingship government history for gay uncivilized. No government history for them. Because uncivilized AB and Adamani bureaucracy is a crooked and criminal barbarian thing coming to the world. AB and Adamani is not a civilized government. It's not really government. It's a fake system assumed to be a legal system. It's not. Because right now, if we know that history, they couldn't, if they put, you know, you get into the court, one of these courthouses, you would destroy it. If you are to represent yourself, let's say, as an African, and you see all these sodomite white men come from, you know, over the north side of Europe and come into the Western Hemisphere and say they are governing it. What you would tell them would probably collapse their lungs. You know, I don't say what you would do to them physically. No, I'm not talking about anything physical. I'm talking about greater than physical experience that you can let them have. If you begin to like engage them and tell them what history is, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They are thinking about making more black people sodomites. That's what they are thinking about. I want to be the human being that I read and find out I'm supposed to be. Contrary to the years of the Bible that I read and heard it preached, and then in the final conclusion, the Bible is not a good book, even though it has some good things in there. But what should be good is the creation story, and it is a deliberate lie set up by the white people. Right? And again, I always say, they only use black people character in the Bible to talk about salvation. They don't white people don't write no church literature based on Indo-European character. They don't do that because they can't do it because they know they couldn't go anywhere with making the scripture on white people. They know it couldn't happen. So what happened with the black people character in there? Both God in a garden and Adam and Eve in a garden, Moses, you know, St. Paul, every you know, they put all African people into the Bible and talk about God because it is what is called an agenda. It is a concept. Conspiracy that white people have to impose Christianity on the big civilized world is a conspiracy. It's not a theory because the whole thing is written in the Bible. So if you think I'm talking a theory, it's not a theory. It's written in the Bible. And what is written in the Bible, they represent exactly what the Bible says. right? And some of these, the black character that they have in there, they turn around later on and represent them like a white people, like Jesus Christ. When the beginning of the story about Jesus Christ was a black man in Palestine. And then, somewhere along the line, people just realized that black people were no longer Jews. Yes, that's what happened. In the history book. You see, we're these white people misrepresent who they are because they keep their true identity. They put it aside and sport other aliases. So when they do all the big crime that they created, the biggest of crime that white people create, they don't do it under their proto. They don't do it under their proto Indo-European. They don't do it. Why they do it? Because they know it would go against them in a negative way. They want to have like a mask. Yes, the church represents a mask, a veil, you see, that the white people use to get into civilization, you see. Because they come in on the pretense. Like, oh, holy, and the church, and praise God, and everything they put into Christianity is to convey positive, 100% negative. You, if you are wise and you want knowledge, you'd pay attention to what I say. But if you're going to lean on believing in Jesus and believing in God like there's nothing else, that's where the problem comes in. That's where the problem comes in. All right. So let me go and tell you now, while the white people are pretending that the world just started and they steal everything from us, like Kalinda, we have everything by deal, right? And yet still they come up and begin to dismiss the original thing. Like the calendar, why do they come in with AD and a diamond? Huh? Why? And this bogus AD and a diamond bureaucracy that they use to own everything in the world and all of that? Uncivilized. And if you understand what I mean by it is uncivilized. Oh, a whole lot of wrong emulation, and when you have all these fictional writing as though it is something real, artificial, unnatural stuff, misnomers. This is what these white people do. And I know why they do it, because they are uncivilized. They will forever hate black people, okay? And the only time you will see they behave like, all right, they are not out to get the black people. It's just a ploy. Just apply. They feel great when we are doing the things that they want us to do. You see, but the truth is, white people are dogs and sorcerers and warmongers. You see, and they want to perpetuate the African people with those attitude that they have. They want you to become sodomite. They think it's fun. No, but I have the document, the primary document that espouse their way of thinking and why they chase the black people down everywhere we go. Now, this is criminality. Right here, where these guys come and say they're running government. They have laws. Keep healing and doing different things, right? But what are they doing? That's what they are doing every day with the military and their diplomacy. Killing somebody, plotting to kill somebody, and use the military in Syria and kill off a lot of people. That's what they're doing. While they say they have a court of law, it is a wrong emulation of reality. Because you read in the World History Textbook where civilization come from. They don't have nothing to do with it. They don't have blood. They don't have the blood. White people don't have blood from their origin. Their blood is animalistic and little bit of humanity in there. Okay? But they have mental problems. White people have mental problems. Every one of them. You bring me one where they have it, and, you know, I will appreciate it. And I'm not saying that there are not some that behave like they're okay. How far does it go? They have the blood inside already. So how far is it going to go? So I agree that there are some nice white people. And if you say, well, then what about black people? Well, you know, black people, I classify black people as the people who got infected by the white people with evil. That's what makes black people who they are. No joke about that. Look at the time. Look at the time, you know, of action. And see, where are we coming from with white people? And why white people is chasing black people down everywhere we go? Why? This, you know, and they're happy about doing it. So if they're happy when the history book is telling us that they are nomads by nature. They don't go any further than being nomads. And they would like to tell you that black people are nomads. No, that's not the truth. They are the nomads. And they will call ancient black people like Abraham. They would call Abraham nomad. A lie about Abraham found God out of the sky. Where they met and, you know, he's on earth and God is in the sky and make acquaintance with him. No, Gustav. Yet still that's what black people believe in the Bible. All right. So my thing now, what I am noticing is that black people are afraid of white people because they have the weapons and all that kind of stuff and prove that they don't care about killing you. Okay? I mean, how much of that are we supposed to know? We know enough. But now what happened is they use this balance of power and turn black people into fools. Everybody become cowards and you're afraid of the white men because you know that they not playing to kill you. They go kill Gaddafi and none of the leaders in Africa was some 54 countries. None of them would help to protect Gaddafi. You see? So I think it appears like Gaddafi would do the same thing, just don't say nothing. See, because everybody afraid of the white people, them, especially a leader, that they say they have different model of changing regime. You see, and Trump speak of it. I heard him speak about it, and it enlightened me to the inner thinking that they do and their view of the black people. They have a prescription on what to use on certain kind of government. And they are always working beneath or behind the scene on where, how they would like to position this country. And they work on it. You see, they have the evangelism of Jesus Christ, send missionary out. And they have people who go around and corrupt the black people. And you don't know the way they work. Okay? That's the way white people work. So if you think white people are trying to save you and all like that, you can forget it. Because you don't know. You believe that the prophet write the Bible. They tell you that. No prophet, no day. No prophet, no day. No Jesus, no day. No spirit, God, no day. And you're going to say, so what? So you're there now with your ignorant mind. You don't read, you don't know nothing. So you're going to say, so what are you talking about? Like what you think is exist cannot be existent when you don't read the history that tells us about the world. You read the Bible, what it tell you about? Nothing that exists. God make Adam and Eve, you know, in 6 days, and the world, and rest on the seventh day. No, where are that is true? Can you prove any part of that is true? You see, and if you only believe that, and that's as far as you can get is believing something you don't know, well, you're going to die like that. And I tell you what, who's going to cry when you're dead? Who's going to cry? You know, you may have some people who sad you're gone, of course, because you may be all right otherwise, you know, in physical sense, spiritual understanding and the existence of spiritual life, then you're dumb. Because you're believing into a Bible that doesn't have not even certification says it is true. No certification for the Bible. Okay? So the white people have turned the human world around. You see, they are following all these erroneous Sodomite established things that they bring into society. And after a few generations, nobody will know anything about what's civilized. Nobody will look at a dictionary. Dictionary, perhaps they do, you know, but especially the world is a textbook with the real thing. The real thing. You see, world is a textbook is not called a spiritual book. You know? And the reason why it is looked on as not being spiritual because of what the white people have done. You see, because they open up an array, you don't be concerned about the proper usage of words, except where in commerce or business or something like that, we have to use properly. But if it comes to spiritual enlightenment and our existence, no, don't go there with them. They don't want you to go there. They want you to go to church and say amen, amen, amen about Jesus. Jesus is nothing more than a Sodomite character. So is his father God. Okay? So is the court system that they have. And if you think that people are under a government, they don't under no government. You're not under a government. AD anno domini. What is AD anno domini? What was before AD anno domini? How old is AD anno domini? You know, it tells you. It tells you things that you ought to know so you don't get corrupted. with what people are doing that is not to civilize life. Okay? And that's what we have to think about, is our individual understanding of the world around us. And stop, keep company with people who don't know nothing, but they come with a lot of jokes and stuff like that. You see, and keep you satisfied believing nonsense. All right. So here is what I have to share with you. Introduction. Richard Wynne Meir. J.D. P.H.I.L. This is D.M. Phil citation. Laws prohibiting sodomy existed in the penal code of numerous U.S. states for more than 100 years. All right? So somehow, earlier times, the white people go out on their illegal governing of black people. Somewhere along the line, their AD and Adamani system laws inhibited sodomy. Right? Yes. Laws prohibiting sodomy existed in the penal code of numerous U.S. states for more than 100 years. Is any state in the United States, in America now, that has no sodomy penal code? They used to have some. Do we still have some? I don't know about that. I don't know about that because they got bold to where they can make federal law to marry homosexuals. When we get to that level, it means that we are drowning, black people. We are drowning. When the white people decide to over our country, not one, and they got to the point where they're going to use their uncivilized Supreme Court and use their uncivilized constitution, where they have the 14th Amendment and say, it's law to protect black people. And they use that 14th Amendment to marry gays. Imagine where they come from. Imagine how many places they come and take control of them. They come with a sodomite intention to not return to where they come from because they don't come from anywhere. When I say anywhere, they don't come from anywhere that they want to stay. You don't stay like in America to what they think America should be like. That's what they're doing. All right? And if they go to Palestine, they do the same thing. Australia, New Zealand, they do the same thing. Right? They try their best, and I think they're always trying their best, you know, like to take over like Egypt and all that, but it just seems like it's too tough to fall to them. But I am telling you, for you to have the right life you are supposed to live, you have to read your history. Otherwise, you're out of it. It's nothing good that is going to happen to you. You're going to stay full. See? And that's all it takes to remove them out of our way. Move them out of our society completely. Instead, they're chasing us down and using all their bogus sodomite AD Anadamani law. You see? To control us. That's what they're doing. So they are not hard to be controlled, but we ain't showing them the border. That's the problem. All right. When they decide to make federal law, sodomy, all people in America and in the army that they have, it's a bad sign. It is a bad sign. It's a bad sign that when tornado comes, it's going to destroy a whole lot of people that would not otherwise, you know, be destroyed. You see? And we are going on like, okay, life is sustained by what white people are doing. It don't belong to polytheism, BC era civilization. They're turning it into sodomite uncivilization. So I'm telling you, and it's up to you to use your senses. So 100 years ago, criminalizing this sexual behavior that the Bible tell you many places, it's a curse. They don't care. Between same sex and opposite sex partners. So why was opposite sex partners, why were they being criminalized? They were doing sodomy too? You see? Challenges to these laws ultimately made their way to the Supreme Court. This is what's going to happen now because the Supreme Court is a sodomy court. You see? So when it gone there now, see what they're going to do with it, right? Illuminating not only how the court viewed the law's purpose and utility, but also how American social norms had evolved since the laws were first placed on the books. A short history of sodomy laws in the United States. Why sodomy? Since when America need sodomy laws? Since when? Since 1620, since 1630, and then on. Sodomy laws in the 19th century, although debates about sodomy laws during the latter half of the 20th and the early 21st centuries focus almost entirely on their criminalization of homosexual conduct. 19th century laws broadly treated sodomy as crime against nature. But that's a fact. Because the Bible tells you that in many places. But of late, the sodomite generation walks worse and worse and seek dominance over black people. Now, listen to me. A conclusion that we go along with the sodomite church and these white people. You know what? It's as good as the good Lord just send, just send disaster and kill off everybody upon the earth. Because that's what we are doing right now. Yes, a whole bunch of people need to be killed off the planet right now. A whole bunch of people. People who wouldn't otherwise be like that. They are because what? Things have gone wrong. And nobody is going to fix it. Because these white people decide that they going to turn the entire world into sodomy. And if you can't see it, then you don't have an illuminating eye to see what they have been doing and how the world is going. You don't know that. And you fast your belief into Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ never existed. And there's no doubt that sodomy swept over America over the past 400 years. Imagine, you don't want, 500 years to catch sodomy floating all around in America. It's time to stop it. It is time to stop it. Because everything that we live by, these sodomites come and turn it upside down. Because they're happy with their sodomite fucking ass. Are basically confused is what I think it is. And these white people, they have, they're holding court with all of the places that they come and take away. So, you know what? I resent that in such a way. I resent it until I want to vomit. Really, I mean, not in the actual sense, but mentally. No, it's something to vomit on. Because they are behaving now like life is well, life is going all right. That's the way these fucking ass people behaving. In our place that they have taken over, they have taken it over because black people don't work nothing. People doing worse. The value put into them. That's basically what I mean to say. Why is it that we are reduced to just about nothing? It's written in the book of Deuteronomy. Because what you have as a God in the Bible warns you against strange people. You see? The uncivilized people who gain a little knowledge, but they are not civilized. But they are behaving like they are, though. And because they have gotten so many adherents to their concept, they decide to go along and push salvation by Jesus Christ. And only if you knew, you would chase these people away. And, find the right life and live the right life. Now, this is saying, all right. He says, although debates about sodomy laws during the latter half of the 19th and the early 20th century. It focused almost entirely on their criminalization of homosexual conduct. 19th century laws broadly construed sodomy is crime against nature. That's true. What's the problem with that? And which way people go with that? Know that they know that. This law said that. Crime against nature committed with mankind or with beasts. This affront to nature means disrespect. This affront to nature was typically defined by penal code. So American courts relied on well-established common law, meaning of sodomy that involved the penetration of a penis inside the rectum of an animal, a woman or a girl, another man or boy. That's fully sodomy. Punishing homosexual sodomy was not the driving force behind the implementation of these laws, which were intended to achieve two purposes. Sodomy laws sought to protect public morals and decay. Really? Sodomy was listed along with bigamy, adultery, and creation of dissemination of obscene literature. See, so they can stand the tilting of the energy because they know that it is easier for people to go their way than to go the right way. So they're not worried about making it appear like they are not for sodomy. They know that they can play that. They can play that because people are weak, people are ignorant, people are confused, and therefore it don't make any difference. And I can see that in our time here now. That it, you think that the things I'm talking about caters to the higher level of life, civilized life. And who wants to talk about it? Nobody don't want to talk about it. You see, it's a shame that the white people come from where they come from and kill us. And they tell you that they're coming to kill you. And they do it, Bible and all this kind of stuff. And black people behave like, oh, it's just the good world anyway. You see, because no sooner than people start to earn a little money and stuff like that, when these white people use our wealth, our African wealth, our American wealth, that's what they use to hold on trillions and trillions, because they, remember, they're using America's staging ground to accumulate the wealth they want. with the military that they have. What about when they had military under Roman Republic and Roman Empire? What happened to the military where they have back there? Why couldn't they go on and, you know, and do what they do and stay in Europe with it? No, they have to come everywhere black people are. And black people are too educated, but they're dumb. That they can't talk truth when they say. The power that is driving white people is sodomy. That's their culture. And we don't want to take away their culture from them. But pass them back over to Europe. Not in our territory. So get out. You see, and they have, since they claim now that they have AD and Adamani, and we blind, we have all kind of a thing inside of our eye. We can see that AD and Adamani don't rest on no authentic government premise. It don't make up of no divine anything. AD and Adamani, Adami 100%. And no matter you ask black people, them don't even want to read these things that I am reading right now. And I don't even write these things. You see? I don't write these things. People are writing them. And I don't know where those people go, but the thing is, you're not getting much of a people talking about them. You see, we live in this world and we are giving this life, and you have these mad, sodomite, fucking ass, boy, child, and peace. And we allow them to come and take over our settlement. Imagine that. And Africa is over there, like they must be turned sodomite too. Because I don't understand that they say have nothing to say about the Bible that these white sodomites use to launch Christianity. That's something that should have been done long time ago, but Africa have nothing to say. You see, Africa represents our parent, our guardian. And I read the history and what, you know, all the things that set up in the civilized world is by the God who created us. And they go and like, they don't have no creation but the one in the Bible. Imagine that. What a whole turkey black people become. You see, they can't ask a question about Adam and Eve. Or just walk away from the nonsense then. You don't have to ask nobody anything. You don't have to convince them about anything. You just need to convince yourself. But now, need a church. I'm so confused. You don't know what to do without the church. Well, I was in the church too, half a century. But I started to read, and nobody gave me any help with that. I, you know, put myself through the process to read and understand. And it's the reason why I am here talking right now, and anybody can talk to me. I always give you the number, 347-850-1358. And what I am meaning to do is to talk the truth in every breath I take, talk the truth. These white people are looking to kill every black people who come and want to like chase them back to Europe. Oh no! I mean this AD and Adamani that they have. Oh, that is what that and everything they want. Just like they fuck ass. But they just feel like they have the power to get what they want. Now, what about the power to have a conversation and show that you are decent, sodomy is nature, perfect nature. Why don't you come and talk that? If you can't do that, then it means that you are a culture that fuck ass. And you have to stay in your indigenous spot with fucking ass. Because we look in the world as a textbook. Black people, ethnic people, don't come out fucking ass. You must have eat some of us. When you make things bad for them, it seems like some of them, turn sodomized. Because you all been looking for their ass pocket and give them a little some money or something like that. Treat them like they're a king. Because you can get their ass to fuck. All right? The fact that what they are doing is just not right, and I grew up in the church and come now to find out, they can't intimidate me enough for me to shut up. They can fire bomb and do all kind of things. I know all of that, but I know that there is a nature. There is a nature in the world. And I'm living clean. And that's it. I'm not Galileo. I am not translator William Tyndale. I'm none of them. I'm not Muhammad Ali. I'm not none of the Malcolm. I'm not none of those people. I get out of church. Those people are in church, either Allah Church, Jesus Christ Church, Spirit God Church. They're in there, Martin Luther King. There are reverends and all that. Who do you think give license to be reverent these days and give you a PhD? Is these fucking ass white men A, B, and a Adamani? They now must tell people what make up A, B, and a Adamani and why it is legal from antiquity, even before AD was around, that nothing was ever wrong with fucking ass. And when did they come to have sense, you know, that they can marry fucking ass people? They didn't start doing it in Europe. It's when they claim that they have authority over the Western Hemisphere, that's when they begin to do it. Like, go back from 4,000 years ago. You see, where these fucking ass don't have no shame no more, and even though Bible says it's not right, they're still doing it and make the highest court that they have fucking ass. It's not over their territory. It's our territory they use. I'm saying get your fucking sick ass back where you come from. Leave black people alone. I ask for the tornadoes to come and just wipe them all out. I'm right to take this position. Because these fucking ass, they're only good at weapons. I'm good at the truth. I am good at the truth. Because they had me blind, but now I can see. It's a different story. Well, they have all the weapons and stuff like, and all kind of disease and all kind of things they spread and stuff like that and behave like they are decent people. They're not. You see? And what is really moving them is sodomy. That little evil stuff, that's what is running the life that they are living and pulling and bullying black people into it. And I'm saying, you know what? There must be a reason for me to find out. There has to be a reason for me to find out. I had no information that tells me I would be somebody who just stand up and talk what I know is true without any fear. You see, and no, I didn't. I was just little stupid me, a church you go in person. But now, by reading, this is the kind of a personality, a character that I evolved into, knowing something different from the Bible. You see, a Bible that has no certification that is true. These sodomites are mentally ill people because they are sodomites. Their internal organs don't function like civilized people. They are forcing civilized people to be faggots. That's what they're doing. All of the church they have out there and stuff like that. Now, I am talking it, you know, and that's all I care about. He's talking it because I ain't doing nobody no wrong. I don't go to nobody's, territory and go disturb them there. These faggot pleasure to do that and talk about their founding fathers. These, you know, blatant, barbarian. They don't have any shame. They don't. You see, and they find out their intimidation works on black people. I want to think that at somewhere along the line, the good God be on us and help us. If only that we become serious about living in the way they teach us to live. We don't see no history about sodomy concerning our creators, like that is a part of them. No. Broadly, like they say here, nature doesn't go that way. Nature is about procreation. Hear that, and not something else. And nature didn't give us honor. Care. They don't care. And they're going to come into our territory and say, they're controlling us. Oh, no, 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 no. Domination. Whoa, whoa, whoa to them. That fuck us. That's where iniquity lies, in fucking ass. And may the energy go out there and blast these fucking ass people out of the world. They want to hold bureaucratic so-called laws over us for social security, taxes and all this kind of stuff. I said something like the internal revenue. These fucking ass white men, they have no authority in our territory. None whatsoever. Because if they can't show that AD Anna Domini worth something of nature, then it means that these fucking ass stray out of their own territory into ours. Go back to live in your city, okay? Outside of our cities. You don't belong. You don't belong in our hemisphere. Get out. That's why you must go. Get out. White fucking ass. Get out and go back where you come from. I'm telling you, because all of my breath right now is to call the guys and say, look, we want the tornadoes. We want the tornadoes. This is not like when somebody like me don't understand. I have sense now, and my life is devoted to be the way I'm supposed to. And these fucking sodomites are out there looking at us. We ain't no value, nothing. A lot of us don't, because they are the wrongdoing. They are, and call themselves, you know, talking serpents. They can do all these writing and stuff like that, and we don't know what they're doing. But you know what? Suddenly, it will be like night. Dream. It is not punishing. They come and talking about government. They're not no government. Read the history real good, and you will find out these people. While we are they're talking about the heights of great men reached and kept were not obtained by sudden flight, but while they and their companions step were toiling upward through the night. Well, this is what is going on. Something like that is happening now, where black people are asleep and they are working night and day, writing Bible and writing all kind of literature with black people character in there, and they are on the side. They are on the side and then pretend in a lot of their establishments like they are for Christ, they are for holiness, they are for goodness and all that. And Christ that they're talking about is a sodomite character. It was a black man. But they kick out the black man who they had from Palestine and now bring in a Greco-Roman white man called Jesus Christ. But black people are so stunted, they don't know the difference between a white character that was never in Palestine and the black character that was in Palestine. They threw it out away today, right? Because the character that they're calling Jesus Christ is not relevant to anything. You see what I mean? And they bring it in and make it be like, oh, it is into the Lord Jesus Christ and be born again. Yes, they want that to happen because they want Adam and Eve to be in a garden. They can't show. They can't show it. But they want you to believe it still. They want it both ways, right? These are unaffecting culture people. If you don't understand it, you're going to die stupid. Now, like I tell you, I don't see black people going around and going on because they have a penis and vagina, and that's what brings four children. Imagine, I can see these people would wish that they could impregnate each other through the anus. They would be happy if they could do that. But nature is always telling them, no, you can squirt as much sperm as you want into the anus. You're not going to impregnate nothing. You see? So why aren't we black people not... Why are we not standing up for decency? Because if you're going to church, you're not standing up for decency. You don't know that? You don't know that? Church is not a decent place. Read your history and you will be biased against evil. And the church is evil. There is nothing in church for black people. And I'm telling you, it's the closer you are getting to sodomy when you go to church. That's why I don't go to no church no more. But think about how hard it should have been for me to just walk away from the church because that's all I knew. But I've been a thinker. I have been a thinker. I know what I've been thinking as a Christian. And when I could not read anything to any extent, all right, and when I could read a little better, I remember what I used to think. You see, I have a sense of distinction. I know the world, how the world is structured. And therefore, there's just no way you get me, resort back to church like it's something I should be in anyway. No, that's not true. Tell you what, as long as nature permit me to live, I'm telling you, you get into my way, this is what you're going to have to deal with. This is what you're going to have to deal with. You see, because I don't know, if I'm to die, denouncing sodomy, I know that it's an idiot that is going to, like, tell me or call me homophobic. You don't have any sense. Just like you'd call me pagan or call me atheist. You don't have any sense. So Christians are thinking that they are good stuff. But you're not reading and understanding really the energy that is making you live. But I found out. And the word clarity that I developed, that is what lead me to see. that there was no God making Adam and Eve in a garden. These white fucking ass white people who take over everything from you while you take the Bible from them. They're living off you every day. You know, they have everything their way, everything their way. They don't, you know, they don't concern about what black people are thinking now, because they got everywhere black people have and filthing all over the place, and black people don't care. I don't need nobody to support what I say, because I read and I have the conviction of my own judgment on why I was in church, because nobody taught me anything different. I couldn't read to know any difference. When the time arose and I'm seeing, I'm seeing. And look, I don't have no respect for person. And respect who? Sodomites. Not sodomites. They're going to come here and tell me that they take over my jurisdiction. And I there's certain things I cannot say against them. They want us to dignify their fucking stinking ass ways. They want us to respect him. And, oh, the president, what the hell are you calling president? No, we are under kingship. We are ruled by king. Okay? And we allow them to come down upon us now. Like, we don't, you know, if, you know, we dependent on them to kill. And they are out there shooting down the place all the time. And that's all you can get out of America, is black people killing each other and all that. It only started to happen since these faggots come and infest our territory. A.D. Anadamani is their shit. And yet still it is the democracy, bureaucracy. A.D. Anadamani. It's not a calendar. And black people still sucking it down. Their own. That is their own psychopathic illness. To see those things like they are real. No, fucking body is not real. Okay? And they don't want anything out of it but some thrill. That's not where you get the thrill. But that's what they are thinking. That's where they want to get the thrill. It doesn't matter what nature say. Fucking universal fact. That's what all you have to deal with. Because what else am I to talk about? Nonsense? That support you fucking ass and say, oh, the church is all right. Well, there's no connection with church and civility. None whatsoever. You see, I know what these white people getting out of it because it's in writing. And I read it and I understand it. White people want exactly what you see they have today. And what black people have. People, you know, that are millionaires, black people that are millionaires, they say like Oprah Winfrey is the most renowned black woman, millionaire, or maybe about going billionaire, she's probably billionaires now, right? Now, you know, funny, how many white women are billionaires? Look, team of these fucking white people. It's a mad, mad world we are in. Mad. And everything, you know, sewer running down. You see? And they want everybody to accept what they are doing, like, okay, this is a civilized world. No, it's not. It's not. Because they cannot answer to Adam and Eve in a garden. And a garden come. That's all them fucking ass know to do is to contrive something they were not got star. Wise men following star, not in a got star. Adam and Eve in a garden, not in a got star. And a whole basket load of a whole load of freight load of stuff. same makeup and spread all over the world. And black people will never hold them accountable because now they're gone beyond the line of, you know, like concern about black people, because all of the black people are under these targets and their plan further and further ebb the black people's sense of life and trivialize what is civilization. I mean, this is just terrible. It's just terrible. And does it cheapen black people? I mean, you see black people give in, you know, like they're no different from a chimpanzee to Dickens. You know what I mean? Like, we are not the hybrid people of science history. Our brain, our cerebrum and cerebellum, you know, our brain is ours, and what you're going through your mind is what's going through your mind. I am sure that if you bring the greatest lawyer in the United States right now in front of me, put him on this line, 347-501-358. Bring the best of what is out there as a lawyer. And, well, if I must brag about this, I'm going to brag, because where me I come from, at the church downhill, the church from a boy at 7 years of age. So if I have something to boast about, me finding out, and nobody helped me to find out, God helped me to find out. And that's who I worship and adore. And they won't call me atheist. Stuff that down your mouth, because tell me where it come from, and you can't tell me where atheists come from. You can't tell me where the premise is, because then it turned around and sodomized white people. They are atheists because they are not into the gods who the very resources the gods leave here for African people to have. They take it all over. These fucking, stinking ass white people, that's all they know to do is take away from black people what is theirs. That's all they know to do. They do it every day. That's what they're living off. And pretend like, oh, no, that's not what they're doing. Well, to the idiots, they don't see it. They don't think so. But to someone who can read a little bit and know what you're reading, they can't fool you. They cannot fool you. We are given jurisdiction, kingship jurisdiction. And the law has been in effect long before these fucking ass come out and talk about they have any sense to do anything. 1.8 million years. Why don't you come talk to me? We talk about history and who you are. All right. I'm almost done. The first sodomy law sought to protect public morals. So you can fuck ass as much as you want while you keep up a little moral outside. Okay? Public decency. That's all these sodomite white people care about. Okay? It's to keep up society so that they get something to control. They know if they let a sodomy out there, they won't have nothing in a short period of time. So then, you know, you see what they're doing. Okay? Because they are uncivilized. See the way that they're going? See the reason why they make up the church? They want to save your soul? They want to fuck your soul. That's what they want to do. And that's what they have been doing. You see? And you're afraid to talk, to let them hear describing them, what they are and what they do is in history. I'm not afraid to tell somebody what is in history, what's in history, right? And clearly, who is it that preserve life for us? It's not these fucking ass white men who want you to think so, that they are the ones who are making life for the rest of us. Stock market and all that kind of thing there, you know, that they talk about. Because all they want is jobs, 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 jobs. Yeah, we're going to find new jobs, 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 jobs. World exists long before them knew anything. You see the way these white people dress up right today? And they talk about European this and European that. Remember, you see, remember what they said in Genesis, that God put on goat skin, skin on people, right? And that it is Adam and Eve who first start to clothe, tie fig leaves and put around themselves. You see what they write in the Bible? They think any prophet write that. These thinking white people write that in the Bible. Okay? And if you think then, oh, the world is in a class standard. Everybody in a different class. So you think these white people, with all of the wealth, now black people should have respect them because they have the wealth. Go away from there with that. Go away from there with that. Money don't give your soul. It does not give your soul. Okay? And when you look at your inner self, according to history, your brain, you all of the important things that form civilized life, you don't want, why would you exchange your ethnic hybrid human self for white people, their cultural nature? They can't do it without honor fucking. Why should honor fucking be something to them? Why? And in as much as they want to get black people to fuck ass. Why? Why do they think it's all right? Animal, you catch. You see, because they are the lowest, they are just about the lowest humankind on earth. You see? So they are happy to come to have some kind of an equality with black people. You see? That's what is going on. And by they come with their gangster and terrorist act, things another way around. Get Africa to turn around and respect them. They don't care nothing more. Fuck us as much as they want. And before African people realize, they have us all cooked. You see? And by the next few generations, everybody's fucking ass. If you think that white people are to be in our territory, you're wrong. You're wrong. Very, very wrong. They're not civilized. They're not supposed to be in our territory in no kind of way. None. And so, this is the way it is. You know, we're going to live for a little time and we'll be dead now to live it good right now. And you can't live it good without the knowledge that is in the book. And you say, well, no, man, write it. Who else is supposed to write it? You see, we are taught by the gods to write. Language, we are taught. And see, these white people, they never have none of that. And they get some from us. And then they make use of it. And that's what they're doing with it right now. And the next thing is to kick your ass wherever they feel like, right? And cook their plan that someday they will have no problem making you a fucking sodomite. You see? That's what they are doing. Children that coming up to these fucking ass white people controlling black people's territory. I contribute to black people coming to know their history and via know themselves. I don't want no money to do that. It is who we are. We are to be just that. And if we are getting into a situation where these white people feel like they're above us, they can fuck as much ass as they want, we shouldn't have any problem with it. I said, dear God, please. Sometimes I have a caller or two that pass by, but I can't get anybody to come in and have a conversation. I can't get to have a conversation. Nobody wants to talk real stuff, you know. But that's the way it is. But I feel all right still, because the way it's gonna go. It's gonna go that way, and I'm not trying to like bend the iron that is not hot. All right. So I just know that our time will end when our hearts stop beating. And if we feel like our heart is going to go on beat forevermore, that's not true. But once it stops, that's it. Nobody talks to you no more. You don't talk to nobody no more. That's it. So right now, we can talk to each other. We can resolve things and get to see things eye to eye. Why don't we try that? Different place in nature. All right? And I'm saying they must stay by themselves. They must stay themselves. History, don't put them where they are and they get them out. I order them out because kingship reigns. Not A.B. Anadamani's fucking ass. New World Order. Bring on the tornadoes because it's a vehicle that does good for them. Now, I've just a couple lines or so left here where I'm telling you, sodomy was listed along with bigamy, adultery, the creation and decimation of obscene literature, incest. Creation and decimation of obscene literature, incest and public indecency. Okay, so that's what they're trying to keep out. Adultery, creation and decimation of obscene literature, incest and public indecency. You see? So it's just a fear kid. White people are into. They're not into like what they're talking about, cleanse the soul, you know, with Jesus' blood. I know that they're into. They're just talking all them things that the fool people. And these laws were used to protect women. Weak men and children against sexual assault. Count records from the 19th century. Records. Court records from the 19th century reveal that these laws were used to prosecute non-consensual activity and that consenting adults who engage in sodomy within their homes were considered immune from prosecution, right? So do it as much as you want in your yard, in your house, and you should not be prosecuted for doing it. So now, that's a compromise. That is no compromise at all for black people, their settlement. You can't come here and talk about, you're going to come and take over our territory, take over our life, and it's all right. And you're going to have your fucking ass all over the place and regulate where you, those kind of laws. No. Sodomy laws don't belong in African territory. You white fucking idiot. You must understand that when you talk about to have lawyers, it's fucking nonsense. AB Anadamani can never be law and can never work in African territory. So why you all cannot go back where you come from? What is it about black people and their territory? You have to, like, not one, not two, come behind us and stuff like that. And you don't want us to talk about it? You don't want us to talk about it, too? I mean, idiot, white, uncivilized, homo erectus? About what I have to say. I don't want to say anything more right now. Let's see. Respect. Aretha Franklin. Play us Respect right now.